If one protest message reverberated in Buenos Aires City this week, it was clearly Argentinians' outrage and anti-imperialist clamor.
They believe they own the world and they are desperate because the people are telling them to stop. They have violated all international laws and it is very dangerous because they know no limits. They only care about their own interests and ignore the rest of the world.
The decision by France and Portugal to reject air permits to Bolivian President Evo Morales, forcing his plane to land in Austria on suspicions it was carrying former NSA contractor Edward Snowden, took anti-US demonstrators to the streets. Rallying outside the embassy of Bolivia in the Argentine capital city, they called to support the current process of Latin American integration.
This shows how the empire continues to sharpen its claws, trying to stop this process of change in Latin America. That says no more colonialism. That is why it is so important to be here. Their attack against Evo Morales is an attack against Argentina. We will be ready in all the ways Morales and the Bolivian people need.
While the flags of Argentina and Bolivia fluttered among the crowd, political, social and union leaders met with Bolivian Consul to Buenos Aires, Ramiro Tapia, to express their deep-felt discontent about an incident they described as an aggression that put the life of Evo Morales at risk.
The U.S. has once again violated all international rules just like it does in the Guantanamo prison, just like it kidnaps and murders people around the world and deliberately bombs countries. That is the U.S. and its European lackeys that disrespect Latin America, but it's over now.
In a similar way, President Cristina Fernández de Kirchner publicly condemned the move against Bolivia's head of state. She called it an act of humiliation against South America and blasted what she called the colonialism of the old Europe. She also compared the Morales spat with the British occupation of the Malvinas Islands.
President Kirchner vindicated with courage our anti-colonialism struggle, linking what happened to Evo Morales with the Malvinas conflict. She called for the unity among Latin American people. She talked about the need to reinforce our alliance at all levels so that the sovereignty of our people is respected.
After meeting with local leaders, Consul Tapia showed up outside the building calling to resist imperialist threats in the region.
Given the seriousness of Bolivia's playing role that has prompted strong condemnation from South American leaders, the UNASUR bloc is expected to hold a presidential meeting by the end of this week in the Bolivian city of Cochabamba in order to address the diplomatic conflict. Constanza Heller, Press TV, Buenos Aires.